at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Cities back then, and even today, to some degree, cities, major cities, are built near waterways. There are rivers that pass through there. They're built by lakes, you know, any larger city on the ocean, whatever. But usually the more prosperous cities have lakes. Back in this time, when a city was built, they would build it by large rivers. Like, look, for example, Jordan. The Jordan River, the city that was first to the Jordan was Jericho, a very fortified city. But the River Jordan was a natural barricade to enemies. See, had not God dried up the Jordan and caused them to cross over, I mean, it was a big obstacle. But it was a natural barricade, a natural fortification. Now, Jerusalem had no rivers. They had no broad streams. They had no broad rivers. They had no streams. They had one brook, the brook Kedron, a brook, you know, a creek. In other words, they had no natural defense. But it says here, the glorious Lord will be unto us broad rivers and streams. You see, you may not have the best of material to work with. As I said earlier, you may not have the best of education. You may not have the best of anything, but God will take and he himself. Come on, look at somebody. God's going to make up the difference. Amen. You know, I'm reminded of eighth grade in that race that I ran. Y'all have heard me talk or brag on this before. I was real fast in eighth grade. I got invited to a track meet because I was fastest at our school. And so I got invited to this regional track meet. And I show up, I had on a black pair of blue jeans, an old pair, I think they were Converses, Chuck Taylors, low top Chuck Taylors. I didn't know. I thought it was just going to be a, you know, street race. All these other guys showed up in the track shorts and the, you know, they were supported by, I guess, different track clubs and things. And some went to other high schools, but they were, and here I am in a pair of blue jeans. But I'll never forget the race, because I remember the gentleman that I beat was the fastest in the whole region. His name was Fred Huff. I'll never forget, because we played on the same football team together. But he was real, real fast. Long story short, the grace, I beat him by just a small margin. But nonetheless, I beat him. See, it's like God was a broad stream, a broad river. I had, you know, I didn't even know I had that, but, you know, God was with us before we got saved. I mean, know that. That's why some of y'all went through so much hell before you got saved, because God was with you. Amen. He had determined your life. That's why you went through so much upheaval and so much, because you were special. Tell somebody you're special. See, some things ought to be brought into perspective now that you understand. You know, a lot of things that happened before you even came to Christ in the church, some stuff was going on in your life. How God didn't let certain things happen. And some of us know we should have been 6 feet under. Some of us should have been serving lifetime jail sentences. Hello? Some of us should have overdosed in drugs. Some of us almost got killed. But God didn't let it happen, because he was that broad river, those streams. Somebody couldn't see with the natural. They thought you were easy pickings. But little did they know, there was somebody guarding you. Come on, there was somebody that was with you. See, the Assyrians didn't understand. They despised Jerusalem because they had no natural barricades. They had no natural, nothing there. They could come in easily, but they didn't understand that the glorious Lord was their barricade, was guarding that city, and said, not one stake is going to be moved from this city. Come on, tell somebody, I lay claim on that for my life. I lay claim on that for my ministry, for my family, for my business. Everything I touch, everywhere I go, Everything I do, God's going to prosper it. God's going to protect it. Amen. Amen. They sought to destroy, but they didn't understand that God was guarding. God said, I'll be the broad rivers, the streams. And see, the thing about it is that the broad rivers meant that commerce could come. Ships could come in. You know, you could do trade, and they didn't have none. God said, I'm going to be your broad stream. I'm going to be a supernatural. You're going to prosper when folk don't think you can prosper. How they prospering? Ain't no broad rivers there. Ain't no commerce coming. How you prospering like that? Tell them, God is my river. Come on, God is my stream. Amen. And you know, he said, no boats with oars or galleon ships. In other words, no foreign armies, no human effort was going to be on that stream, on that river. Now, on a natural river, the enemy could use that. Like when they took over Babylon, they drained the river. And then the troops came in through the riverbed. But with God, ain't going to be no boats with oars. In other words, your enemy's not going to be able to get on that river. That highway of holiness, a fool ain't going to be able to get on there. In other words, your enemy is not going to have access till somebody access denied. Come on, this is God's grace to you. You must understand, this is his grace. It's not natural. Sometimes we feel vulnerable. You know, going into places in Africa, there, you know, if you look at things, you can be very intimidated. If they're long enough, you can really be intimidated just by just the condition of things. But you must understand, even here in this city or wherever you are, that God is always with you, and he is that broad river. He is that buffer zone. He is your strong tower. He is your hiding place. Amen. No matter what, no matter where you go, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, I am with you to guard you. Come on, there's a grace that's on your life. You are saved by grace. When you got saved, this grace, even before you got saved, when you were without strength, because you were earmarked by God, he protected you. Somebody says, well, my mother tried to abort me. Well, she tried. Preacher, you don't understand. No, I do understand. They tried. Think about it. They tried, but they couldn't do it. When God says live, can't nobody kill you. When God speaks life, death has no power. Death might as well just flee. Amen. So, want to establish that fact, because it's by his spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit. I gotta get you into the position to receive the mega grace. Because see, your strength, our strength will take us so far. We can do stuff. We have gifts. We are talented. We are strong. We are strong in the Lord. You know, and that's an aspect and a facet of it, but there's a strength beyond. We talked about it the other night. There's a foolishness in God that's wiser. It all culminates in the cross. Little did the enemy know when he killed the body of Jesus that he was about to open up a Pandora's box. And this thing was about to spread. See, out of our dying to ourselves comes increase. That doesn't make sense. But see, that law is captured in the seed. If you have a seed, see, God doesn't see a seed. He sees the potential. There's a grace on you, but there's so much more potential for your life. Hello? Amen. There's potential is what you have not entered into or manifested as yet. You are full of potential. You've come so far, and there are many good things, but there's a whole lot more to be manifest. And I believe the year 2015 coming up, This time, this dimension, this age that we're coming into, this season is a time of fulfillment where many things will be fulfilled. Amen. Where the appointment is going to finally take place, where the kairos is going to manifest. Do you believe that? Oh, I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. It's a time of fulfillment, manifestation. So God is our defense. Go with me to Zechariah chapter 4. In verse number 6, they were about to rebuild the temple that had been torn down and had been destroyed for a long time. And the anointing came upon Zerubbabel and Joshua. And in verse number 6 of Zechariah chapter 4, let's start at verse number 5. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, "Knowest thou not what these be?" And I said, "No, my Lord." Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Resurrection Life Family Worship Center." Oh, I'm sorry. That's how I read it. "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth." Zerubbabel, the angel of the Lord said, not by might, not by power. Those are dimensions of God that we carry. Amen. You carry the power of God. You carry the might of God in your spirit. But Zerubbabel was told by the angel, or Resurrection Life Embassy of Faith, let me indicate to you that our future is not by power. It's not through power, though we are powerful. And it's not through might, though in Christ we are mighty. But it's by his spirit, saith the Lord.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of Mega Grace, by my spirit, says the Lord. When saints walk through the wilderness by faith and allow God to develop a capacity for grace, then we will be able to see ourselves in the future right now. We only arrive there by God's ability, his grace. James 4 and 6 says, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." God will not allow success without him, or he will disrupt some things on purpose. Saints cannot afford to get ahead of God, nor lag behind him. As in the book of Exodus 13, verse 21, "The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night." We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.